But when Gaia tells us to drill a well at the Shaman Shack, a new one, and we don't listen, what's going to happen?
Well, the reason for Gaia asking us to drill a well probably will become apparent. Yes, which it did.
Which it did. Welcome to another episode
of Driving to the Res.
With your favorite hosts.
That would be Larry and
Inelia.
Yeah, nice job, honey. I heard you just fine.
You did.
I heard you.
You heard me.
Do you feel heard?
I told you so. Well, I'm feeling heard.
Okay, fine.
This is what we're looking at today. And don't forget, we have the second hour with our panelists of experts.
Right. So
you can access that.
This is like half an hour-ish. Mm-hmm. We're going to read the article that you wrote. Right?
Yes, yes.
You find that article on Substack for free. Just go Substack/Nelia. Yes. You'll find it.
Actually, that's not the URL, but if you do a Substack search in Nelia Benz, you'll find it for sure. Anyways. We also have the second hour for all our supporters and our sponsors. And we have it on Subscribestar, and we have them on Walk With Me Now. So you can get the second hour there, the second part of this podcast with our panelists, where we go into great depth and lots of personal experiences from our panelists looking at these situations, issues, and also tools.
Right. These topics are, you know, relevant at the time we're writing them, and usually whenever they seem to come up, because they seem to come up again and again and again.
They do, yeah.
In this case, when we feel unheard, this is our topic, and we'll talk to, in the second hour, we'll talk to four professionals who are also mystically inclined and give you a lot of perspective on what we're, you know, talking about from multiple views, multiple viewpoints, what their experience of the same thing is. It helps, like, grok it.
Yes.
It helps grok it, helps stick it in. Plus, if you get the second hour, you support us and make it more shows.
Yes.
And, that's always good. I really, really like that.
Yes, that's awesome.
Otherwise, I'm going fishing. You guys can figure it out yourselves.
You actually did consider that yesterday because we got three massive bills.
Yes, three massive bills. Yeah,
water system, water well, and clearing the land bills. Yes. And you said, I'm going fishing. Fuck you guys.
Excuse me.
Excuse you. Sorry.
You said you can deal with them. I'm going fishing.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. I didn't like drop them. I was actually thinking maybe I'll get a...
You were feeling unheard.
I was feeling like nobody's listening. So just go fishing.
And anybody who's listening, send us some love. So we can feel heard.
Feel heard.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a good way to be heard.
Yes.
Send money.
So we can carry on talking.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay.
I know you can relate to being unheard. And I know you have said or held back from saying, I told you so, millions of times in your life.
Especially over the last 2 years. Especially over the last two or three years. I must have talked to 100 people and they're like, can't hear me.
Yeah. They actually yawned. Some of them fell asleep.
Totally fell asleep.
Yeah, while you were talking. I know these things because as awakened light beings, we can see more than others can, and this causes our advice to often be dismissed, usually because there is no physical proof of what we're seeing, or we're totally misinterpreted. In other words, we say one thing, but something else is heard by the other person or people we're talking to.
Oh, that happens way too much. So much so that I don't know. You could almost say, blah, 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 and then ask them, what was it I said? And, you know.
They say the blue truck is blue.
The blue truck's blue. Yeah, you're right. You got it.
For example, I remember telling Larry to drill a new well for the Shaman Shack because Gaia said we needed it. That was 2 years, 3 years ago.
I said, there's a whole lake of water over here, honey.
Did he listen?
I mean, like 10 million billion gallons of water.
No, he said, well, it's raining a lot now. We never used to have dry wells issues. Probably was just a fluke that 1 year.
It was a fluke.
We used to do much water gardening. We will be fine if we stay water aware and if it gets dry again.
Just don't use up all the water.
Yep. Logic says he's right. Didn't turn out that way, though. Shaman Shack had no water for months last summer.
Honey, we had the Shaman Shack
for
a very long time. and we never once run out of water.
But when Gaia tells us to drill a well at the Shaman Shack, a new one, and we don't listen, what's going to happen?
Well, the reason for Gaia asking us to drill a well probably will become apparent.
Yes.
Which it did. Yes, because the water ran out way earlier, and it lasted way longer.
Yeah.
And it made a kind of a major dent. Mm-hmm. It made me have to work a lot more packing water from a stupid lake. Yes.
You would think that this would have taught him to listen when I tell him to fix the well. But no, it did not. This winter, I got a strong guidance to set up a new water system for our home. But did Larry listen?
No. As a matter of fact, I didn't, because our water here, although, you know, it's a little bit smelly in the sink, it's fine.
We've got
an osmosis filter. It's fine. Just drink the filtered water.
Our well didn't drop last year, and for the filtering system, there's no hurry. There's we can no do it later in the year, deal. He said.
Don't worry. Don't stress about that, honey.
Yes. I insisted it had to be done during the winter, but he just said, it will be fine. Don't worry about it. I sat back and let the pieces fall where they may.
And they fell, let me tell you. Somehow or other, the well right next to the lake that cannot possibly dry up, it dried up.
As I'm writing this, we have no water at home. We had to bring a tank in from the Shaman Shack for showers and dishes.
Isn't that funny? The Shaman Shack is providing the water for us here.
Yeah, in the winter.
Because in the winter,
the water at the Shaman Shack is fine. They get plenty of water.
Yeah, but think what happens in the summer when the Shaman Shack don't have water.
I know. If it had happened here too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going to be moving to the boat, but they're going to probably turn the water off at the boat.
Yes.
Then we'll be moving to the Resland, and then we don't even have water there.
So I did think about that actually when this situation happened, or when the message came in, we need to fix the water system now during wintertime. I thought about that, and my body went into a little bit of fear, because usually in the past, water has been used to move us around from place to place.
Yeah, and we like it here.
And then I thought, well, I know that it was Gaia.
Yeah.
And the High Frequency Human Collective, but mostly Gaia, who placed us on this house at the top of the hill, supported by the High Frequency Human Collective. I know it was Gaia, so why would she put us here and then eject us? Through water.
But she wasn't, huh?
It didn't make sense, so I knew that it wasn't. It had to be something else. So I sat with it, right? Mm-hmm. This knowledge. I realized that the present crisis was brought about to fix the system before summer arrives.
So we don't get pushed around.
Right, so we don't get pushed around.
That makes perfect sense.
It feels to me that this summer the water would indeed stop completely if we didn't change the system now. I smiled and I saw that I can go and heard, but Gaia knows how to get through to Larry and isn't going to let it seriously impact me. It may just be more work for Larry since he didn't listen earlier.
I guess I needed a workout because...
What happened? Can you explain what happened?
Well...
What did a tree do?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
This story has a little bit more trajectory than just the tree.
Uh-huh.
So the well that can never run dry because it's at a lake and it's basically a pipe into the lake. Yeah, it stopped working. And I went down there and I checked it, and I called the guy who helped us with all of our water system, who was getting ready to go on vacation for 2 months, which is a good thing I called him when I did.
Mm-hmm. Because it actually got worse, didn't it? Because it dried up.
It not only dried up, it just stopped entirely. We didn't have no water.
We had no water. In the middle of the rain season.
This well that can't dry up, and I went down there to check it, and I'll be dang if it isn't
dry.
You turn on the pump, it goes for about 5, 10, 15 seconds, and it goes...
And then
no more water.
Yeah.
An hour later, you can get that much water again. But that much water doesn't make it up the hill. From where our well is almost 2,000 feet. I don't know if you can think about that. That's like almost a half a mile away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up a hill 300 foot tall.
Like a kilometer?
Through the forest, buried in the ground. There's a pipe goes from the well all the way up to the freaking house.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere between the well having no water and the house having no water, there's a pipe that has also got no water in it.
Mm-hmm.
So through lots of machinations, the water guy saying, try this. I shut off the pipe to the house and the well built up pressure and I let it rest for a day. And I opened up the thing for the water to go up the hill. And guess what?
Same thing.
No water came up the hill. As a matter of fact, it started sucking the water out of the house that was in the house down the hill.
And the water tank.
Yeah. So that told everybody, including myself, that you have a giant hole in your pipe somewhere buried in the ground, 2,000 feet through the forest. And the well is dry, and the water that comes up, even when you do get the water up, is no good.
No good.
So everything had to be redone, mm-hmm. including connecting with Gaia to help me find where the heck is this leaking pipe. Mm-hmm. Because in the middle of the forest with creeks and rivulets and, you know, it's a rainforest. Mm-hmm. How are you going to find a wet spot in a rainforest?
Yes.
In the middle of the rainforest. Here's the water. There's no line for it. Right. You just...
Because that pipe was buried...
The pipe's buried 3 or 4 feet 40 down.
40 years ago.
Buried 40 years ago. Yeah. It's covered with trees and roots and ferns and everything. Mm. Well, I did find it, and it happened to be between a tree, like this big of a tree, if you see on the video, and this big of a fern.
How many inches would that
And there was a spot this far between the moss, the fern, and the tree like that had a tiny little puddle in it. Like, ooh, a puddle in the middle of the rainforest. That's probably it. And so I dug it up. Oh, boy. I wonder if Ilya can share the picture of how I fixed it.
Yeah, or even the little video, maybe. The little video of the water.
I'll try to get the clip in here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to over-technicalize it, mm-hmm. but in order to get water all the way to the house from at the bottom of the hill, at pressure that makes the faucet work, mm-hmm. the well guy turned our well up to like 170 pounds, and a normal one is like 50, mm. 60. So it's like 100 times more. Well, not 100 times.
No,
100 more.
3 times more.
But that amount of pressure, it's put a lot of pressure on all of the pipes and all the fittings and everything going up the hill. And in this case, 50 year ago, metal fittings have gotten a little bit thinner and rusty. Mm. So it popped out the rust. And so it was like, psh, 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 when I dug it up, there was a shower of spray of water going everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos of... I was in the Coast Guard and we went to boot camp. One of the things we have to do is save our ship. Uh-huh. So you got to dive in and hit wedges inside these giant pipes. The water squirting all over the place. Everybody's stuck wet head to toe. And you got to like wrap it with rubber and some string and all kinds of things to stop the ship from sinking, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I had to do. I had to jump in head first to this giant spray. And I didn't have the tools in it. It's not no small hike out of there or into there. It's about in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's like down a long hill and then back up that steep one.
Yeah.
Or from there, go down to the truck and then you still have to go back up.
Yeah.
Either way, I got about 10 or 20 trips up and down the hill because I have to go all the way down and shut off the well, come back up, wrap the dang thing, and then go down back down, turn on the well, and now see if it worked. And it didn't.
So again and again and again.
It didn't matter what I did. It didn't work mm-hmm. until the very end.
Kind of worked.
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked, but I got water. I don't know how much is leaking out, but there's some coming out up here. So
I sense I haven't been heard energy here.
I still haven't finished fixing it.
No, you haven't.
But at least water's coming out for the time being.
And it was $12,000.
Yes, $12,000.
Later. Yeah.
So
we're going to be doing a fundraiser. We were going to drill two wells. Each one is 20,000 each.
Artesian wells. These are artesian water. We found a well driller who can find artesian spring water.
So we wanted one at the Shaman Shack and one at our house. And now added to that. So that was for like $45,000. And added to that is $12,000 that we've just been charged. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I want to set up a artesian water filling station for spring water for the passerbyers to collect artesian spring water. And if you look under spring, like all over Europe.
But anyways, we need water to drink and shower and stuff like that too. But also, we will be setting up fundraisers because we have to pay this guy now. But also in June, we need to pay for the wells. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's why Larry the other day said, I'm going fishing. I'm feeling unheard. So, yeah. So as I sat with this knowledge, I realized that the present crisis was brought about to fix the system before summer arrives. It feels to me that this summer the water would indeed stop completely if we didn't change the system now. I smiled and I saw that I can go unheard, but Gaia knows how to get through to Larry and isn't going to let it seriously impact me. It may just be more work for Larry since he didn't listen earlier.
It's like she stopped the water from the lake. I mean, that's a billion gallons of water and she stopped it.
Yeah.
Prematurely.
And I did tell him the other day, if you don't finish fixing this pipe situation, you're going to have 4 more holes in the whole pipe system to find and fix, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, how it works. It is also true that the great majority of my readers, yes, you, are here to lead in the new paradigm into experienced reality. You are leaders of your family, friends, groups, and some of you have tens of thousands of readers, audiences, and students in your own right.
Yep.
What a strange and fascinating co-creation this is with the people that we brought in by the human collective, gone heard and misunderstood.
What a strange and fascinating co-creation this is where the people that the very people brought here
by the human collective,
go unheard
and misunderstood.
Yes. Just let that sink in for a minute.
Is it sinking in yet?
It's stunning.
Yes.
It's a stunning irony.
But we're not passive about it.
No. No, we jump up and down and scream and shout, wave our arms.
When we aren't heard or misunderstood, we can quickly change direction and say the same thing using different words or try the other tricks until the idea we're trying to convey gets understood.
Right, we don't give up easy.
No, we don't.
It's like, that's what you heard? Let me try saying it another way.
Yes.
It's like, you didn't hear me again? Here, how about I draw a picture?
Yes.
I can't figure out this picture. I could sing a song,
It is very different when we're not heard at all. And heard and not heard at all are different things.
Totally.
When you are unheard, you're physically heard, but the thing that they hear isn't acted upon. Not heard at all is completely invisible, silent. Nothing gets through.
It's like you see the link and you don't even click on it.
Yeah. I remember recently some person contacted or put a post or answered on one of our social media posts saying, I haven't seen anything from you since 2010 or something.
Yes, yeah.
Like, yeah, no, welcome back.
Welcome back. Still here, been here.
Yes. How do we overcome the situation when we say or repeat something many times, but it goes unheard? We change our words, we change the frequency, even change the people we say the words to sometimes.
And when she said change the frequency of what you say, that I've seen you do on a number of occasions, that's sometimes it's quite shocking.
Yeah, it can be.
Remember the story with the wine?
Oh, yeah.
In order to be heard, you had to get and drink a whole bottle of wine.
Yeah, I won't do that again, I can assure you.
Like you can assure
me? It was an emergency situation, but yeah, the person had got extremely drunk. She was a powerful mystic, so dangerous. And she drank 2 bottles of wine and other things. And the other mystic in the room said, you know, what we need to do is like meet her at her language. But she said, I'm not going to drink anything. It's like, no way, I'm not going to touch that stuff. It's okay, here, give it here.
Oh my gosh. That's what I mean. It's shocking.
Shocking sometimes. What? But I wouldn't do that again ever. And I made sure that the person became cognizant of what was going on after that.
Okay.
Anyways, moving through the world unheard has been the story of my life. Even with thousands of readers, most of what I discuss and explore goes unheard. And when it's heard, it's often like I described above as a common denominator for most of us. It is misunderstood. Only a small fraction of the ideas and data that I convey gets heard and correctly interpreted or even retained. Plus, of course, by now, I was supposed to have millions of readers, not thousands. That means that my words are completely invisible to the majority of the people that have been tasked with reaching.
Yes.
On a more personal level, I often see situations or complications coming our way and I tell people around me about them, but nothing gets done and then it's too late. One solution, of course, is to do the things myself. But that's a lot of things.
That is a lot of things.
And not all of the things I feel comfortable doing. So. Another solution is to let things fall apart, the situation or crisis to arrive, and let the pieces fall where they may. And then have the satisfaction of saying, I told you so.
I'm willing to accept it.
You know, but I've met a lot of light workers who do it all. It's like they gave up years before, like when they were teenagers sometimes.
Yeah.
They gave up on trying to tell people what needed to be done. and then see the consequences as they didn't get done and everything fell apart. And then they become these overdoers. They do everything. Mm. Like, they do everything. And what I've seen is when they go into that mode, they get surrounded by energy vampires and
leeches. Yeah, suck it all off.
And a codependence and all sorts. It's really not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I can understand. I've seen that too. I've even experienced that.
Yeah.
You could pick up a lot of vampires.
Yes. At a physical and personal level, and sometimes emotional level, there's some discomfort when I go unheard. Yeah, sometimes I get frustrated. However, when it happens continuously or at a global scale, it becomes rather heavy at an energetic level.
Yeah, the message that needs to be heard by millions that doesn't get through. That one probably has more weight.
Yes, it's kind of heavy. When I was super young, I would scream and shout and get very frustrated when I went unheard. When I was a teenager, I learned that being unheard was a normal aspect of life. So I released the frustration and sighed instead. And I learned to roll my eyes out loud. I was like, oh.
I have seen you do that before.
It's a very specific skill. I mean, most teenagers are great at it. You roll out your eyes out loud.
Gosh.
And your little sigh, you know. Yes. I also thoroughly enjoy saying, "I told you so."
Yeah, I know.
And the people got so mad. You're not going to say that again.
This one here, the next part makes me laugh.
As I grew older, I simply repeated things 1,000 times over and then once more.
I remember we were talking about that and then somebody asked, "What did you say?"
Yes. What did you just say? Can you repeat that?
Can you repeat that, please?
I said, no.
No, not happening.
Sometimes I will find another author or teacher who is saying the same thing with different words and push them forward into people's minds. This will occasionally yield good results.
Very occasionally. Most often it's like, oh, did you know they were saying this, that, and the other thing too?
Never
mind.
Recently, however, I started to feel and hurt again. It has been quite a surprise for me. With it, a feeling of tiredness and frustration. And behind that, a feeling of wanting to give up.
Do you want to go fishing?
Yeah.
Let's go fishing.
Now, with that last thought came a big clue on why this is so up in my face right now. You see, we're in a split. And during the split, our job, yours and mine, is to hold the light at all times. Not to pick it up for 20 minutes a day while we meditate, or when we don't have a headache, or when we're at work, we aren't at work. But at all times.
Okay.
And if we don't, then any tiny bit of low frequency bundle we carry with us will get blown up out of proportion.
Right, so it could be, in a sense, a small little thing comes in, but it turns into, it's like, massive, that means nobody's giant listening or whatever.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah.
But it's just not true. It's a pretend amplification.
Yeah, well, yes. As soon as I identified this bundle of suppressed frustration, I did the stress relief exercise on it. But instead of using the word stress, I used the words, I feel unheard.
So clearly, stress relief exercise. .com.
Yes.
That would be where you would put that stress relief exercise.
Yes.
Can you hear it? We can write it down if you like.
Yes.
Stress relief exercise .com.
And replace the word stress for I feel unheard.
Okay.
Okay. Or sometimes you can even say I am unheard. Wow, that was eye-opening. A barrage of programs, firewalls, and traumas came bursting out. It changed the dynamic of my work completely and brought huge relief around being heard and being misunderstood. Mm. Immediately, I took it to the keyboard and shared this with you. I know this is a common problem among us, and I know that the energy in the world right now is crackly and explosive. And I know that it is time we're heard and correctly understood. So let's do this. You see, because part of the being unheard, it's like I said earlier, we live in a co-creative reality. And the unheard part requires two dynamics, you know?
Mm.
So you can actually take action by removing any agreements to being unheard, which have been hammered in by your co-creative reality creation on the planet. right? It's like, oh my goodness, but we can do this.
Okay.
Do you get my point?
Mm. No, you didn't hear it. I didn't hear you.
Yes, you didn't hear it.
No.
What were you thinking at the time?
Going fishing and how that's related to the... Because you can't hear me when I go fishing. When I try and call, it's got a bad signal. And if I try to log in, it's like shh, all the bag noise and static and all the guys needing this and that and the other. It's like the ultimate expression of you can't hear me, mm-hmm. feeling unheard.
Yeah. So you manifested in solid reality.
Right. That's a manifestation of that.
Yeah.
In the most solid way possible. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to be unheard by those that I'm supposed to be talking to, mm-hmm. that would be the best way to go about it. In a physical fashion, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
So maybe if I, maybe I don't do that.
Maybe you don't?
Maybe I won't do that.
What are you going to do instead, honey?
I will persevere and become better at what it is that I'm doing, better at being heard, process the parts of myself that maybe don't want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressures, in this case, financial pressure. It's like financial pressure to cause me to go be unheard. It's mm-hmm. like, I'll just delete those too. Why not?
Yeah.
Don't allow those be the little things that get magnified so that I can't be heard or I'm not heard or I have the unheard amplification process yes. happening. That's what I think I should do. What about you?
I think it's a good idea. Yes.
What about you?
Well, I have been, right? I've been working on it. I've been processing that I feel unheard. And then, actually, I didn't write it in the article, but I also processed it's comfortable to be unheard. It's comfortable to be unheard for me. I don't know if that is a general thing for light workers, but personally speaking, there's a level of comfort in... And passivity, maybe, like, I don't have to engage with the world because I can say, nobody listens anyway, right? So I'll just, you know, play computer games and go hike in the woods and it's all...
I know I fought that, like, yes, just the other day. I feel what you're talking about. I fought that. I saw a invitation to be heard and I thought, I've already shared this so many freaking times.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point.
Mm-hmm.
Why do it again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ignore it.
Did you ignore it?
No, in fact, I looked at it, tossed it around, mm-hmm. tossed it in the sense of this article. Mm-hmm. It's like, why would I do that?
And what came up?
What came up was essentially what you said is that the... feeling of being unheard
mm-hmm.
meant that I would be stopped from doing what it is that I am here to do. And I'm not going to stop what I'm here to do just because I feel I'm unheard.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and I wrote it in a way, I wrote in a way that I felt had the best chance, an opportunity of being heard. In this case, familiarity and not companionship, but comradeship.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like, here, read this.
Like right? a lecture.
Like a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more along the lines of was empathetic and compassionate mm-hmm. and shared that we're classmates. That's why, it's not the only reason for anybody, but that's why you can listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, classmate, I haven't heard you. I'm blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I shared the story of our own experience and mm-hmm. the normal argument against what it was that I was sharing,
mm-hmm.
like that it interferes with something. And some of the lingo that used in this case, the cancer world,
mm-hmm.
they have a word called NED.
NED?
Yeah, you want to be NED.
What is NED?
In the cancer world, that means no evidence of disease in your scan.
Okay.
So... you give yourself a little bit of authority also.
Yeah.
And so I tried all of the things that I knew may ding bells to make myself heard.
Yeah.
Right. And shared the cure for having a lot of cancer in your life.
Yes. Which is in your life or the actual disease?
The disease, right.
We always send people to mycancerstory.rocks.
Mycancerstory.rocks.
Worked for us.
So
here it is.
Try it out.
It's not going to harm you.
Yep.
And it's cheap.
And it works. And it's worked for thousands and thousands and all these other stories. But depending on the person, the different things will maybe help it go through. Mm-hmm. In our experience over time, it seems that having that thing heard is more and more of a challenge. But it's more and more of a challenge because not only is there a big obstacle to the information coming out, it's like the things that we share with each other are drowned in noise to make them unheard.
Yeah.
Like intentionally co-created that way.
Yes.
Because there's only a select, I guess, few people who need or want to hear that. The rest of them have another mission or another
story.
Reason for their cancer story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So we do our part the best we can. And you know, you can't force people to hear you, but you can move out of your own way to be heard.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the key of it.
That's the key. Absolutely. Let's move out of our own way. And part of this, like doing the processing around it, that's part of getting out of our own way to being unheard. So
right. So we don't like not even try because of our programs.
Yes. We don't even have to try, actually. We just do it and then we have removed any agreement in our side to be unheard.
Exactly.
So that's just on the person then, or the other person.
Now it's all up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You've done what you can.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I think we got a good idea on this. I'd like to hear what our esteemed panel has to say.
Yes, me too. I'm very,
so
very
imagine they have felt this not being heard.
Yes, energy. I think so. Yeah.
And I'd like to hear some of the examples of the corporate world. In the government world,
yes.
Even maybe the Spanish world.
Yeah.
See how similar and how different they might be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's check it out.
All right.
See you in a second hour.
See you then.
Love you.
Love you, darling. We were sitting down having a cup of tea one day and she said, "You know that time when I beat you up for talking shit about my friend?" And I said, "Yeah, I remember." She says, "Yeah, we should listen to you." And says, "Why?" And then she tells me the story about her husband, you know. And I go, "Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I did try to tell you, but yeah," says, "Yeah, you know. Yeah, you can say it. You can say it." And I said, "I told you so."